He analyzed printing just like the rest, except people who print are often people who just do it for efficiency. They like to be efficient, make good use of their time. Other people, if they print very plainly, so there's no extra lines in there to analyze, like I say, then it shows that they don't want to be understood. They don't want to communicate. They don't want people to look into their lives. Okay, any other questions before we move on? Yeah.
I know you've repeated several times, you know, like a mantra, but you have to realize you're invulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
How is that true? I don't see that is true. You are vulnerable.
Emotionally.
Why are you repeating this? I don't understand. I want to. I'm not trying. Excuse me. I'm trying to understand, and I'm not arguing with you, okay?
Yeah. Well, I've been stomped on as much as anyone emotionally, and I'm still here, and I'm proof that I am invulnerable, emotionally.
Okay.
Yeah, you...
Emotionally is what you're talking about, okay?
Right, emotionally, not physically. We're talking about emotionally. Emotionally, you can be in love, and you can have the love of your life run over the top of you, try to kill you, try to defame you, and you can still survive, and you still can go on and live a happy life. So emotionally, you're invulnerable. But people are more scared emotionally than they are physically. And I can't think of a better example of that than my good old friend Wayne. Wayne, on the physical level, was fearless. If a cop would stop him, he would say something to him like, why don't you go get a real job? rather than pester citizens like myself that aren't creating any harm, you know. And then when he would go in for before a judge, and they would tell everybody to stand up to respect the judge, he wouldn't stand up.
Man after
he went to jail several times just because he was so defiant. We were eating dinner one night, him and me and Artie, and there was this guy talking real loud a couple of booths down, and I said, boy, that guy's annoying, isn't he? And Wayne says, yeah, he is. I'm going to do something about it. So Wayne leaves, comes back a minute later, and the guy was quiet. I says, wow. I says, good thing the guy wasn't a big football player or something. And Wayne says, well, he was a football player. But then, on the emotional level, Wayne was the biggest wimp you ever saw.
You know? On the what level?
Emotional level.
Emotional.
On the emotional level, if you threatened at all emotionally with hurt feelings or anything, he would just melt like butter. You know, he could wrap his employees that he had just wrapped him around their fingers, got him to do anything they wanted, and completely controlled the poor guy, and always borrowing money and not paying it back. And Wayne never took things out on him. And yet, on the physical level, he was fearless. On the emotional level, he was really concerned that people may not like him. You know, and so he was an interesting dichotomy. And a lot of people are that way. You know, on the physical level, they're very brave. On the emotional level, they're just total wimps. And so we have to be courageous on the emotional level as well as the physical and as well as the mental. And we have to learn courage on all the levels. It's important that we realize on the emotional level that people can only hurt you so much. Yeah, they can hurt you some. If you pursue your true love, you're undergoing some risk. You may get stomped on. They may leave you. They may be unfaithful to you. You're taking a risk, but on the other hand, it's worth it because if it pays off, it's going to be a big payoff. It's worth the risk. And if the worst happens, you will survive and you will go on and you will find somebody else. So be prepared to take that risk. And a lot of people aren't. It's amazing how many people aren't.
JJ, when I hear you say that you are invulnerable,
mm-hmm.
I think of a conversation that I had with my grandson, and when I was explaining to him that he, the true he, the heart of hearts he, the God spark of he,
mm-hmm.
the real God of he, the real person, inside the body, inside the mind, inside the feelings, that person can never die. That person lives forever and cannot be hurt. Mm-hmm. However, someone can hurt your body. Bodies die. Someone can hurt your feelings, because feelings change over time. Somebody can hurt your mind. You can be hurt spiritually even, but you cannot be hurt where you truly are, where your true self is.
Yeah, you can, even physically, you can't be hurt permanently. Like I say, you die and come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, over long term.
But in this life, you can't be hurt even permanently in this life on the emotional level. You can always bounce back. When people are devastated emotionally, they'll feel for a period of time like they can't bounce back, but they always do.
They can,
if they want to.
Yeah, if they want to. Yeah, some people take a long time just because they're stubborn, don't want to.
Right? So it's like a smile. You smile because you're happy, but you can also smile in order to get happy.
Yeah,
it works both ways. It's the same with your handwriting.
I'll show you one more thing. Loops in handwriting shows imagination.
Loops?
Loops.
Yeah. Okay,
the bigger the loop, the more imagination. But it's not imagination in the sense that you're not necessarily a creative imagination. It means you take your thoughts and you blow them up. So people with large loops take different ideas they have and think about them a lot and run them through their mind and kind of blow them up. If you meet a person that makes a lot of large loops, you got to be careful how you explain things to them, because when they relate it to somebody else, they're likely to exaggerate it somewhat because they think about it and then they kind of add their own details to it. They like say they've got a lot of visualization going on in their mind, and they tend to blow things up. Now this is particularly true in the D's. It has an interesting effect. When there's a loop in the D's, it shows they blow up criticism. So if you criticize somebody with a loop in the D, it means they'll remember what you said, and they'll run it through their mind, and then they'll start remembering the criticism as worse than it was intended to be. And the bigger the loop in the D, the more they blow it up. So if you encounter somebody with a big loop in the D, be very cautious about how you criticize them, because a couple days after you give them the criticism, they'll remember it as being a lot worse than what you said. If it's just a small loop in the D, then they just blow it up a little. If it's a big loop in the D, then they'll blow it up a lot. If the D is high, it shows they have a lot of pride. If the D is low, like this, then it shows they have a lot of independence. Like to make their own decisions.
Pride.
If
it's high, it shows what?
Pride. Pride in their work. Yeah. So you get a lot of information out of the D also. Now the simplicity of the writing shows a lot. You know, you have a lot of people write with a lot of flares, you know, like that. And you can't hardly read it, or maybe their capitals have a lot of flair. It shows they like to be a center of attention, like to have a lot of recognition. Other people write very simply. Like Joseph. So it's very simple, and no wasted letters, no wasted strokes, which shows like to go from A to B in the shortest length of time and not to waste a bunch of time and be simplistic. But overall, the two things you can do to change your handwriting the easiest, what I'd recommend you work on, is work on optimism. Make your handwriting go upward with a slight upward slant on, not slant, but ascent of the line. Work on that, and then work on the heavy T-strokes using the line. Take the time to think today. Those two things are the easiest things to change. Other things in your handwriting are very difficult to change. Well, one other thing I didn't cover is the pressure. pressure shows the strength of your emotions. The slant shows how much your response is. The pressure shows the intensity of your emotional feeling. People that write with heavy pressure have intense emotional feeling. They're very passionate. They have a strong emotional memory. They'll remember emotional feelings from when they were a kid. People who write very light are not as passionate, and they don't have a very strong emotional memory. A few days pass, well, they forgot pretty much how they feel or felt some time ago. So that's another interesting aspect. Okay, do you guys have any questions? Just about ready to turn it over to Larry here.
How can you tell that somebody you want to avoid because they're sexually racist or aggressive or something like that?
Well, there's lots of things, but one of the things you want to look for, dishonesty is like in the O's. If there's some type of really kind of weird curlicue in the O, that's a sign of strong dishonesty.
What about when they make a loop coming this way and they have another loop going out that way?
Yeah, a double loop can show dishonesty if it's a loop here and a loop here. They're like two different loops. Let me see if I can make one. It's two different loops. That's a sign of deceit. A certain amount of deceit has happened to be available. At least jumping to conclusions, at least. Okay, but if it has some type of little curlicue in there, that's even a worse sign of a dishonesty in the O's. The O's show how open you are. If the O's are like this and fairly open, then it shows you're open with your thoughts. Okay. If the O's are closed consistently, then it shows you're fairly closed with your thoughts. If the O's are like this with a loop on, shows you're very secretive with your thoughts. Yeah.
What about A's?
What about what?
A's? Yeah, that
are similar shaped like that. Yeah, that's mainly you look for the O's for the secrecy. Yeah. A's a little bit, but mainly the O's are the best letter. Okay. Okay, any other questions before we wrap it up? Well, it's getting warm in here.
Yeah. Yes.
Everybody writes a little different. Some people write very consistent. Others write according to the mood. And others write inconsistently and within even one paragraph. And they're the real moody ones, the ones that are inconsistent within just a paragraph. Most people will change their writing a little bit. If you just change your concentration, your writing will vary in size, for instance. Okay, we're going to turn it over to Master Larry.